The angry words we spoke that day have forever gone.
My name is Kevin Van Hentenrick of the Hunter Stone Carving Seminar, and you are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
Catskill's Reckless Eric returns to High Low to celebrate the release of his newest record, Transience. That's on Wednesday, July 3rd at 8 p.m. Tune in on the radio at WGXC.org and 90.7 FM, or turn out at High Low and Catskill to hear Reckless Eric on the radio Wednesday, July 3rd at 8 p.m.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of George Spencer of Kinderhook, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking for one that I can't find. The one where the guitar plays so fine, 'cause that's the only song that my baby likes to hear.
Turn out to the WGXC Record Fair, Sunday, September 15th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Basilica Hudson, 110 South Front Street in Hudson, near the Amtrak station. There are still a few spots left for vendors. If you'd like to get a table, email info@wgxc.org. WGXC Record Fair coincides with the Basilica Soundscape, September 13th through 15th, an immersive, innovative weekend of art, music, and culture. Turn out for the WGXC Record Fair, Sunday, September 15th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Basilica Hudson.
Step in on my way. Good morning. Lisa, you smoothie, me ice cold pizza, cafe au lait, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. It's been like a wake up bomb, cause we both know that His mercy flows in the morning.
Oh, glory to God. It is Wednesday, 11 o'clock-ish here at WGXC. And you know, if it's a bright side Wednesday, there's a Mandisa in the house somewhere. Miss Mandisa, if you hear me, come on and breeze by sometime. I'm here first and third Wednesdays, 11 a.m. I want to meet you, girl. Ah, what a wonderful way to start the day. Good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. I like what Toby Mac say in there. He said, reminds me of Gospel of St. John. We know that His mercies come new in the morning. Yes, yes, yes. So this is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist. Am I always this cheery and upbeat? No, but maybe 85% of the time. Some people might say a little bit more than that. I'm not sure. But I am here to greet you today and to let you know I don't care what you hear, all the realities that are there. There is a bright side somewhere because the sun is out there. The sun is shining on us, huh? And so we are here back together again. Well, we are in July. Can you believe it? The seventh month of the year. The old folks used to say that, you know, time flies when you're having fun, but time just flies now. It just flies. But we're enjoying every moment of it. Every day topside up is a good day. It's a new day, a new chance, a new opportunity, right? Well, we want to help you along with the day. I chose some songs for our lineup today that I think is going to sort of weave through a little tapestry, a little storyline, I think. It might start out with a little bit of, you know, heavy. But it's going to get us to that other place. Yeah, we're singing hallelujah. it's a reflection of the realities of our lives. That's what I'm endeavoring to do today for you. We're here right before Independence Day. We're going to talk about that a little bit in a minute. But up next is from Mr. Kirk Franklin and Bishop T.D. Jakes. All you believers out there, you know these people, and I'm introducing them to some, but this is an interesting project that they put together, and here, take a listen.
Come on, come on.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, Kirk. I need to speak to Bishop.
Sure, hold on.
All right.
Hello?
Hey, I got some stuff I need to talk to you about. Lately, Pastor, I've been having all these crazy kind of dreams. It's hard to sleep, I can't eat. It's scary, you know.
I know what you mean.
I mean, ever since that Tuesday, seemed like life is getting real strange.
I hear you.
Shoot, anthrax, terrorist attacks, and I ain't even trying to get on no plane.
I feel you.
And you know, when I try to pray, there's this voice telling me that God's not real.
You know that's just the enemy.
Yeah, but you ain't feeling me.
No, son, I know just how you feel. See, just because I preach and teach don't mean I don't get scared sometimes.
Yeah, whatever, but you TD Jake.
Well, then I don't make mistakes.
Well,
then let me tell you what's on my mind. When your smile is gone.
Yeah, but I feel so alone.
He said,
although your heart is heavy, God said,
every burden I will bear.
See, but you don't know
my pain.
I'm getting so sick and tired of all
this.
Got laid off and I top it off the rinse due. So tell me what I gotta gain.
We'll see trials come to make
you strong.
Storms won't last
long.
But how can I trust God in all this mess?
Well, see, that's the reason for the song. See, wherever you go, that's one thing you got to know. God is right there by your side.
We've been meant to for a
and
night.
He told me to tell you everything. thank you for calling. It's always good to hear from you.
Yeah, but
I gotta go now.
Wait a minute.
I have another call online too.
But I ain't through. See, I'm sick and tired of all these church folk talking about stuff ain't as bad as it seems. See, y'all don't feel my pain.
I don't have pain.
I don't say hi. You're on the cover of Time magazine.
See, but you're looking at now, and you don't know how I struggled and what I've been through.
Yeah, whatever.
Now you cross the line.
I'm just speaking my mind.
Okay, so let me speak mine too. I've had some mountains. I've seen some valleys. I've even had to cry sometimes. Back when I lost my mother.
Your mother?
My mother.
I'm sorry.
No, son, it's fine. Life is full of ups and downs, but God said the storm won't last long.
But how'd you make it through?
Boy, I thought you knew it was enough that kept me strong.
When your smile is gone, I feel so alone.
Although your heart is heavy, God said,
yeah, but see, y'all don't feel my pain. And I'm getting very sick and tired of all this. Just got laid off and to top it off the rent's due. So tell me, Bishop, what I gotta gain?
Didn't I tell you trials come to me? And those old storms.
But how can I trust God in the midst of all this mess?
See, that's the reason for this song. Wherever you go, the thumb you got to know, God still cares. He told me to tell you.
Well, thank you, Pastor.
Anytime.
I think I can make it now. Just tell me what I need to do.
Just pray this prayer with me. Say, Father.
Father.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Please help me.
Help me.
I love you.
I love you.
I need you.
I need you.
Hold me.
Hold me.
Jesus.
Jesus.
My heart.
My heart.
My soul.
My soul.
Please take
me.
Control.
Control.
Right now.
Right now.
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 Right.
You ain't got
right
no smile.
And even when you feel so alone.
Although your heart is heavy,
and even in the midst of all of you, and when you're sick and tired of all the rain, remember that the rain won't last always, and in Christ Jesus you got so much to gain.
You see the trials come to make it, and the storms won't last.
Remember my brother, my sister, it's only temporary.
See, that's the reason for this song. Wherever you go,
there's something you've got to know.
God is still there.
We've been made to for now.
And he told me to tell you.
Did you like that? That was the Bishop, T.D. Jakes, and Mr. Kirk Franklin. Oh, my gosh. Isn't life a trip sometimes? Everybody has their days. Everybody, everybody. Some worse than others, but God is still the same. I'm going to dedicate the next 15 minutes for anybody out there that's going through a rough time. I want to encourage you. I want to give you some courage. I want you to hold on. Don't give up. I got a little story to tell you when I get back. But right now, I want to play for you this song from Mr. Torrin Wells. I'm liking him. And I'm liking this song, too. I hope you do, too. Like I said, 15 minutes back to back. And then we'll be right back.
Standing in your ruins feels a lot like the end. So used to losing, you're afraid to try again. Right now all you see are ashes where there was a flame. Truth is that you're not forgotten, 'cause grace knows your name. God's not done with you. Even with your broken heart and your wounds and your scars, God's not done with you. Even when you're lost and it's hard and you're falling apart, God's not done with you. It's not over, it's only begun. So don't hide, don't run, 'cause God's not done with you. There's a light you don't notice until you're standing in the dark. And there's a strength that's growing
inside your shattered heart.
I was so into the song, I forgot to cue up the next song. All right, so here we go, beloved. Amen. It is coming to you back to back on this track.
I may
God's not
have
done
fallen,
with you, Mr. Torrin Wells. This is Mr. Gene Moore with Recover from his album,
I
The Future.
Bad choices.
God bless you, beloved.
But he's been faithful. When I cried, thought hope had died, he convinced my heart to give it one more try. I may be wounded, but I'm not broken, disappointed, but my heart is still open. And when I cried, thought hope had died, he convinced my heart to give it one more try. I will recover. I will recover. Oh, I will recover. I will recover all. I've known rejection, but I've grown beyond it. Faced depression, but my faith responded. And when I cried, thought hope had died, he convinced my heart to give it one more try. What he promised me.
I will. Don't count me out. I'm on my way to a better place, to a brighter day. I will recover all.
Don't count me out. I'm on my way.
Hallelujah.
To a better place, to a brighter day. Amen. I
may be cast down, but I'm not destroyed. I may have some troubles, but I'm not in distress. For God goes before me, He will fight for me. Can't be defeated. The grace is working for me. Don't count me out, because it's unto Him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly everything that I need. Brighter day, I will recover.
Same road, and all you want is someone to hear your bleeding heart overflowing with tears. I hear you say that nobody knows, but you contemplate suicide was no joke, worthless and sad.
Together.
brightest. All right, beloved, did you like that? Hey, we are here to encourage, be encouraged, give courage, take courage. We're fighters. That's right. You know, they say scientifically that when a conception happens, you know, after that lovemaking and conception happens, it's like 500,000 sperms that's all fighting to get to that egg. And there's one sperm that made it, and that's you. You're a fighter. All right, beloved. I said I had a little story I was going to share, and this is, you know, one of those divine encounter kind of moments. So when was it? I think it was Tuesday. I don't know. It was this week. It wasn't yesterday. It must have been Monday. And, you know, I had this meeting, you know, and I was leaving the meeting and, you know, various opinions and different, you know, objections and personalities and opinions and things like that. And I was leaving the meeting and I was on my way to do some errands with a family member. And I was in the colony and this gentleman came into the establishment that I was in. And he had this big old tattoo of a skull with some roses wrapped around it, you know. And I saw that tattoo, you know, initially. And he was having a conversation with someone else in the enterprise. And then he turned around and he had this 2-inch tattoo on his arm that said persevere. And I said to him, sir, and I had to call his attention a couple of times to get his attention, but I said, you know, that's exactly the word that I needed for this moment right now. And he said, let me tell you a little story about this word. And I'm going to tell you that story when we come back, but we're going to take a pause for the cause. You are listening to WGXC, Acre Castle Hudson, 90.7 FM. This is radio for open ears, listener supported. We just had our Testify Fun Drive, and we want to thank everybody that called in and gave that one-time donation or became a new sustaining partner to us. I thank you. We thank you. It is your support that allows us to be here for you. We are volunteers. We devote our time and energy to try and help people along the way, brighten up your day, and let you hear a few things that are needful to hear. And some things we just want to say. But Dad, this is the WGXC family. So pause to the cause and shout out to our team. I'm going to continue with my story in a moment. But yeah, I think the next one up is going to be a miracle worker. And that'll bring me back into my story. This is Mr. J.J. Hairston and Youthful Praise. Miracle worker. Yes, he is.
Somebody lift your worship all over this room.
The God of miracles, signs and wonders, we believe in your power. We believe in your power. For the
power,
you're the God of
And yes, so, beloved, I'm back with my story. I'm going to continue. So I'm in this commercial building enterprise, and this gentleman walks in. He's tatted up. And, you know, I know that there are some Christian people, believers, who that would be an immediate turn off to. But there was a blessing and a message in store for me, let me tell you. So he had this big old 2-inch tattoo on his forearm, said persevere. And I said, I really needed that word today. And he said, let me tell you about this tattoo. He said, I had a rough life, and I was in foster care. I ran away, dropped out of school. They said I wouldn't amount to anything. The word, he said, was nothing. They said I would amount to nothing. And he said, but I didn't listen to the naysayers. I didn't listen to the people who didn't believe in me. He said, I just kept believing. I kept working hard, and I kept persevering. And today I am the owner of a successful business. He said, I didn't give up. When God gives you something, you can't give up. You got to hang in there. You got to persevere. You got to work hard and not give up. Don't quit. Persevere. And I was like, oh my God. Thank you, Lord, for bringing this man into my life. And then as I got ready to leave, he told me another story. I don't have license to tell that story, you know, publicly like this, so I'm not. But he told me this other story, and that other story helped put things into perspective as well, you know, that somebody is always worse off, even as bad as we think we are or having it at a period in our lives. There's somebody somewhere worse off, and so we can thank God that things are as good as they are for us, because they could be worse, right? So I leave the establishment, and it occurs to me to give this gentleman a flyer about this upcoming gospel celebration at the Columbia County Fairgrounds. But I'm in Colony, and I'm like, well, he obviously has his business here in Colony. He probably lives near Colony, and he probably wouldn't be interested to even know where this is. But I'm going to be obedient. I'm just going to follow this leading. And I go to my car. I get this flyer, and I hand it to him. And he looks at it. He says, oh, I know where this is. I used to live in Ghent. I used to live right on Route 66. Oh, this is wonderful. And I said, well, I hope you can come. Now, in the story that he told me about that I didn't share with you guys, he was telling me about being a part of this Facebook group associated with his business with about like 500,000 people in the group, you know, and encouraging each other and lifting each other up all the time, and someone going through a really hard, dark period, and how they were rallying around to encourage and help them. And I said, would you put this on your Facebook group page? He said, absolutely. You never know. You never know. Oh, my goodness. God orders the steps of his children, right? And so I want to give a shout out to that man. I was so caught into our conversation and how he was encouraging me and giving courage to me and being used by God in that way. I didn't get his name. I didn't even see the name of his business, which was on his jacket. But I want to shout him out, Mr. Persevere. I love it. And I love what God has done in your life. And I love the fact that you are a witness that God can do miracles. He can take what seems to be nothing and make something. He can take what the enemy means for your harm and make it work for your good. It may not come immediately. It may not come easy. But with God on your side and you on his, it will come. This one is a song I want to share for you. It's by a young lady named Sister Jacqueline Carr. I see miracles for you. I see miracles. I see miracles.
Long and hard. If you believe in
come
something,
back. I'll tell you about my latest miracle.
With all your heart, it shall come to pass. I see miracles. I see miracles. I see miracles happening for you. I see miracles. I see miracles happening for you. If you believe in something long and hard, if you believe in something with all your heart, it shall come to pass. I see.
see miracles happening for you. I see miracles happening for me. I got situations in my life that only take a miracle, right? You know there, you've been there. If you're not there, you might get there. But miracles do happen. So I was going to tell y'all about a week or so ago, about last week, I think, maybe the week before. I'm not sure. Time flies, right? And I was driving down to Queens, and it was a thunderstorm. It was a storm. It was a dark storm. That kind of blinding rain. All you see is rain. You can't see the road. You can't see the cars. You can't see a thing, you know. And I'm going through the Taconic Parkway. For those of you who are familiar with our topography here, you know, I'm you got mountains and hills and curves and things like that. And so I'm getting scared, you know. And, you know, the enemy, he's always lurking around. And so this thought comes in mind, you're going to die out here, right? And I'm like, oh, God, I don't know what to do. I'm white knuckle driving, beloved. And I'm saying, God, you got to stop this storm. You got to end this storm because, you know, I'm just, you know, a wreck, a nervous wreck. Thank God for no car wreck. I was a nervous wreck. And I'm like, God, you got to stop this storm. And in the middle of the storm, beloved, a rainbow came out. If there was somebody out there that was in that storm, what day was that? Last Wednesday evening? If you were in that storm out there last Wednesday evening and you know what I'm talking about, give me a shout out. Look us up on Facebook or call into the studio. Tell me something. I know somebody else had to be out there and see this thing. In the middle of a storm, a rainbow came out. Rainbows come at the end of the storm, isn't that right? But this was in the middle of the storm. And I said, okay, well, first off, I know I ain't going to die out here. And I'm like, why am I out here? But I made it through that storm with a rainbow in the midst of the storm. I drove for a while longer. And the thought came to my mind, if you just get to 684, if you just get to 84 rather, it's going to stop. And as I got to 84, it started to trickle down. Then when I hooked on to a 684, dry ground, right? The moral of the story is that when you're in the middle of a storm, you gotta keep going. Don't give up. Don't sit down and die. Just keep going. And my prayer for you is that you will see rainbows in the middle of your storms. I want to play this one for you. Favor. That's my prayer for you too. Thank you, God. Favor. This is Mr. K. Franklin again. Kirk, if you in the neighborhood, let your people call my people, okay? We want you to come on through too. Kirk, all y'all, right now. Y'all listening, come on through. Let your people call my people.
I was too afraid to believe it. Or not good enough to receive it.
That's it, come on.
The season's gone, so what do I need?
This
was the story of my life.
Yeah.
Told so much that I wasn't worthy.
Come on.
I even tried to love, but then love hurt me.
Shout it.
I shouted, but the God never heard me.
Woo!
I became the victim of my life.
I like this part right here.
See, everybody goes to the fire.
Yeah. Somebody didn't hear that part. We gotta tell them one more time. They in this storm too long. Let's tell them.
Woo! I was too afraid to believe it.
Come on.
Or not good enough to receive it.
Yes, sir.
Season's gone, so what do I need?
Change it up, change it up.
This was the story of my life.
Woo!
Told so much that I wasn't worthy.
Oh, sound good.
I even tried the fucking love hurt me.
Take it up, y'all.
Shout it, but God never heard me.
Yeah.
been the victim of my life.
Tell them everybody.
See, everybody goes to the bottom.
Hey.
Not everyone comes out with gold.
Started low.
Started low and God took me high. He gets the praise in the world to know.
I will live.
I will live and not die. I will win with tears in my eyes.
Hallelujah.
I'll be judged. Only by those who upraise the trial.
It is.
I'm living in blessings and favor.
Favor.
See, God has changed my pain for something greater for me.
Right now.
Right now, God, later.
All you've been through.
All you've been through. Blessings and favor.
Here we go, here we go.
Waiting for you. Favor.
Yeah.
Ooh, favor.
Hey, hey.
Blessings and favor.
Let me talk to you. Not material things.
None of the treasure the world can bring.
But favors, really.
It's when God's hand is on your life.
Hallelujah.
And when you know,
what real love is. Tell them about it, y'all.
I'm living in
favor.
Favor.
Say it again, favor.
Ooh, favor.
Yeah. God's favor.
Favor.
Come on.
Let's sing some favor for
in your home.
Favor.
On your job.
Ooh, favor.
In your household.
Favor.
God's favor. Tell them again, I will live.
I will live.
And not die.
And not die.
Say it again, say it again.
I will live. And not die.
I may go through.
I will live.
But I will live.
And not die.
Maybe talked about.
I will live.
And I will live.
And not die.
Maybe criticized.
I will live.
But I will live.
And not die.
No matter what I face.
I will live.
No matter what I face.
And not die.
Hey, I will live.
I will live.
I will go through.
And not die.
With a smile on my face.
I will live.
Joy cometh in the morning. 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 Because I never say
never ending God given favor.
I love it. I love it.
I love it too. I love it for you too, beloved. Favor of God, F-O-G, in the middle of the storm when there's fog, F-O-G, favor of God. Well, beloved, we're getting ready to wrap it up here. Wow, time goes so fast, right? And it truly goes fast when you're having fun. So it went doubly fast because it just flies, and it flies when you're having fun. And I had fun here with you today. I hope that you heard something that blessed your heart and something that will help you. And it's something you can share with someone else, too. As I said, we can make it out of here. But before I do, I want to share with you that Chatham, New York will be celebrating 150 years this summer on July 20th, and that they are going to have a summer fest in the town of Chatham, beautiful upstate New York. Beautiful time for a country drive for those of you who live in the area. Columbia County, Greene County, Rensselaer County, Albany County, whatever. Come on down and check us out in the Chatham Summer Fest. And right after the Summer Fest wraps up officially on the main street, pop on over to the Columbia County Fairground for the Gospel Fest. We're celebrating the best 150 years of Chatham, and looking forward to an eternity celebrating with God, right? We got wonderful things happening, and I believe I'll be back on WGXC for somebody to talk about it a little bit further. But if you need more information, about the Gospel Fest. You can call 518-653-2008. It is open to the public and free. Little Birdie told me that one of our beloved brothers in the community, Brother Cleveland Samuel, he gonna be hitting up the pots. And just some wonderful people working on these events. Good family fun out here enjoying some of this summer sun. So we want you to know. Hey, before I go, I have to give a shout out. There's some special people in my life. First and foremost, my one and only, my number one son, Mr. Cameron. He is celebrating his birthday on Independence Day. Please, no firecracker firework jokes. I've heard them all of his life. But beloved, my number one son, happy birthday to you. So proud of the man, the partner in life, to beloved Fab, to the father, to your sons, the son you are to me, and who you are in our family. Just love you, love you, love you, and happy birthday. And then Sister Dorothy, beloved sister hearts knitted, I just love her. Sister Dorothy Hurst here in Hudson, she's celebrating her birthday on Independence Day as well, and the nation is celebrating its birthday. Happy Independence Day to the United States of America. We had a rocky start. We've had a rocky past. We got some rocky days right now. But you know what? We're fighters and survivors. We are going to make it. We're going to make it. And that is gospel truth. All right, beloved. I'm getting ready to get out of here. But I got one more for you. And before I say that I'm through, God say the same. We'll be together again on the third Wednesday of this month. And, so, hey, remember, no matter how gray the skies, how dark the day, there is a bright side out there somewhere. Hi. Got our next artist up coming in, but I want to pray this one. I was looking for the happy birthday song, but I can't find that happy birthday song. So guess what? We're going to play something else. We're going to pray and go out of here. We've had mercy. We've had grace. We've had miracles. How about in favor? How about we go out with grace? Grace and peace, beloved, till we meet again.
I don't know where I would be. Fellowship, let's go.
My testimony.